speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings, every promise He is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, He is stronger, He's a God of possible. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Come believe it, come receive it. Oh, the power of His Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it, come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. I pray for your healing, that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Blessing this morning. Jesus can do it all, can't He? And I pray for revival. I pray for restoration of faith. The Lord is in the business of doing that, and I'm so very glad and happy and just rejoicing this morning that I'm His child. And those of you who have trusted Him as your personal Lord and Savior, He's your Father, and so you're His child as well. What a blessing. What a blessing. Well, we want to welcome everyone to Calvary Baptist Church right here in Powder Springs. So good to see everybody, and I hope everybody's had a good week. I'm sure the devil has left everybody alone. No trouble from him, and no setbacks, no heartaches, just, you know, everything is peachy keen, right? Wrong. Wrong. We have a real adversary, and but also we have a hero. We have a warrior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we've come today, to worship Him, to plug in, to see what He has to say, to be encouraged, to be challenged, to be changed, and hopefully souls to be saved. But it is so very good to be here. It's so good to see you as well. And I got a few things to mention this morning before we toss things back to Brother Allen. And Calvary Children's Home, of course, is in Florida on their annual Florida trip. And so that's where some of our folks are at this morning. Also, we've got a couple people up in Canada. Okay? Canada's up, isn't it? Canada. And I mean, it's not in heaven. Canada is not in heaven, but it is north. Jeff and Sharon are on a boat in Canada. And so we're grateful they're able to get away. I think they had plans of doing that back when COVID hit, and they had to cancel that. And so that's where they're at. And, of course, the Martins, they're out of town. I believe Carter is in a special tournament, something going on. Anyway, they got some things going on. So we do pray that they will all have traveling mercies and safeties, whoever is out of town, whatever is taking place that our people are doing, that they will be safe, and we miss them today. I do want to say this, that there is a special birthday tomorrow of a special little girl, Lily Grace, my daughter, our daughter, 17. Years old. Daddy took that picture. And I may get a t-shirt made of that. May get a t-shirt made on it. Put Calvary Baptist Church. That way when we go on outreach, everybody sees that we're from. But anyway, what a blessing. We love you, Lily. And you are a bright spot in our life. And so proud of you, so proud of you. Several people to remember. Good to see Brother Allen again with us this morning. Miss Terry, and God's healing touch has definitely been on him. Miss Cheryl Millwood is, I believe, is still battling her kidney stone. There's Cheryl Millwood right there. Hey, it shows you how locked in I have to get. There's Miss Cheryl. How's Miss Cheryl doing? Good, good. Good, good, good. Well, praise the Lord for that. Miss Pat Eccles, I spoke with her this week. She didn't break a bone, but she did have a fall. And so, but she's doing better. Let's remember Leonard and Dolores Palmer. I believe Brother Leonard is going this week to have a CT scan after his treatment to see where he's at on his cancer. So let's please remember them in prayer. Continue to remember my grandfather. He's getting a little bit better each day, my grandmother. And let's remember Miss Becky Hooper as she has some physical ailments she's battling. I will say she'll be here tonight, again, playing for us. And so looking forward to hearing from Miss Becky. Brother Billy will be here as well. James and Shirley Townsend. Miss Shirley's here. I think I told everybody Miss Shirley fell. James and Shirley. But Miss Shirley didn't fall. But she's... She slept the wrong way. And so, it's a good thing I'm not a doctor. I'll be making so many wrong diagnoses. And my goodness, have people in the hospital beds blown there. But anyway, the hospice case, so good to see everybody, have everybody here. A little humor this morning, that's always good. Miss Oh, I'm so glad because I prayed for your brain. I did. Wow. Wow. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. Y'all going to have to keep me under control now. Y'all going to have to, I don't know, I need an IV with some fluids or something or other. But anyway, appreciate that update on the brain surgery. And, but Brother Jim Daly, he will be having foot surgery of some kind soon. And, of course, continue to remember Miss Emily McCrickard. Brother Arnold went home to be with the Lord not long ago, a week or so ago. But let's just remember her as well. And, of course, in our bulletin, there are several addresses that if you'd like to mail a card, there are several addresses here. Of course, there's Brother Allen, Miss Connie, the Palmers, Miss McCrickard, and then also in here is Emily Carden, who had surgery, Chrissy Carden's sister, and then Jamie, who is in the Air Force now. There's his address if you'd like to send him a card of encouragement as well. So there's all kinds of things going on. But anyway, just remember to pick up a bulletin. All right. Did y'all enjoy homecoming last Sunday? Amen. Amen. It was a good time. Appreciate everybody who had a hand in that. Really do. And it was just a great, 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 great time. All right. Are you glad you're here? Say amen. Amen. All right. Well, let's pray, and I'll toss things back to Brother Allen. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for the things that you're doing in our life, God, at home, at church. God, sometimes it's easy for our minds to jump around and already see the conclusion of a service, even this service. But, Lord, we know that you want to do a new thing. And God, we know that you bless the efforts of your people. And so, Lord, I'm expecting something great to happen today. Lord, if you move in a small way or a big way, Lord, as long as you move, that's what we want, is for you to move. We have not congregated ourselves together in vain. We're not here to show off our social status or any kind of clothes or, you know, nothing like that at all. We're not here for that. We're here for you. And Father, we just thank you for who you are. I pray, Lord, for all these requests, that you would touch every life, every person, everything. Thank you for those whom you've already touched. Just be with us in a special way this morning, and we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name we do pray, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, church. If you'll stand with me, choir, if you'll stand with me, turn over to page number 139. Page 139, let's sing the first and the last of At Calvary. All right, sing now. Years I spend in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me. On Calvary, mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened souls found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, grace and brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span. Calvary, mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty. Thank you for that good singing. You can be seated this morning. Choir, you can be seated as well. Let me just say, it is good to be in the house of the Lord, and we need to be careful not to take that for granted. Amen. There's a lot of folks that would love to have an opportunity to be here today and can't, for whatever reason, maybe physically or whatever the situation they might be going through. And I realize how blessed I am this morning, Brother Don. I am just so blessed to be in the Lord's house today. I was thankful to be here with you for homecoming last Sunday. And so we're moving. We're making some progress. And before long, we'll be back in full swing. But thank you so much for your prayers. I'm thankful for that praise that said, I pray for your healing. And I've had a lot of you this morning that have come to me and said, hey, praying for you. Couldn't do this, maybe couldn't do that for you, maybe, but I'm praying for you, and I'm thankful for that. You know, there's more than just physical healing. Sometimes there's emotional healing, sometimes spiritual healing, sometimes financial healing. But I just want to praise the Lord this morning for some physical healing. And God's been good to me, and I'm very thankful, and I want to give him the praise this morning. But let's go to him again in a word of prayer. There'll be no choir practice this evening. Again, Miss Becky's going to be here with us tonight, with you guys tonight, and that's very helpful to me, and I know that it's going to be a blessing to you. I talked with her a couple of times this week, and she has some things that they're asking for us and others to help her to pray about, and I would encourage you to pray, about. So the Lord knows exactly what is needed, and she does. She is going through some physical things as well, and she just has asked for the church and for myself and others to pray for her and just to lift her up in prayer, that they'd make some decisions that would be the Lord's will. Amen. So let's go to the Lord in word of prayer again. Pray for those that are traveling. The Martin family, they went north too. They're in Chattanooga. It's hard to believe that, you know, that Carter's now having tournaments as far as Chattanooga. I guess one day before, in the very near future, our prayer would be maybe he'd be playing Arizona or somewhere, you know. but they are there, and pray for traveling mercies. Lord, bring them home safely this evening. Father, we do love you. Lord, how we praise you and how we thank you this morning for the opportunity that we have. Lord, thank you for these that are able to be here today. For those that can't be, Lord, we pray a special touch upon them. Be with the children's home, especially, Lord, as they travel. Watch over and care for all the kids and, Lord, those that are watching and caring for the children. All the house parents, you know exactly what's needed. Give them traveling mercies, as well as others that are traveling today. God, I pray that you touch our pastor this morning. I pray that you'd speak through him what we need to hear. I know that you have a message for us today. Lord, thank you for the message that we hear in song today as well. Be with the choir in a few moments as we sing. Lord, I pray that you'd be with Randy as he sings a special for us this morning. Now, Lord, I pray that you bless the offering, both the gift and the giver. Be in this place today. Touch someone. If there's someone here that doesn't know you as Savior, may this be the day they'd realize that and come to know you as the Lord of their life. Fill this place with your Holy Spirit. Get glory out of the service. In Jesus' name.
morning. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate good singing this morning. Has anybody in here ever failed the Lord before besides me? Aren't you glad, a million times glad, he doesn't throw us away whenever we mess up? But he puts us back on the wheel, and he continues to mold and to shape us into a vessel that he can use. I asked Brother Randy if he would sing this before preaching time, so you pray for him. He didn't throw the clay away.
Thank you.
come and pray. This is God's house and God's time. It's our.
Father, I'm thankful, God, that you've able. I'm thankful God's able to take us. Even though we may stumble, and we've all stumbled, folks. Ain't none of us perfect. And we've all fallen. And we've all been broken. But Brother Justin, there's one thing I am so thankful about. God uses broken people. And he forms them and he makes them one day into a vessel of honor that he can use for his honor and for his glory. See, he is the potter and I am the
Praise the Lord. There is movement in his house this morning. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit moving in our midst. You can't make anybody go to an altar. It's only when hearts are touched. And when two or three are gathered together in my name, there he is. In the Lord's name, there he is in the midst. I appreciate the Lord working this morning. And we're trying to build a house for him. A place where his presence can be manifested and lives can be saved and Christians can be encouraged. And trying to build a house both physically and spiritually. So I appreciate appreciate everybody who has been involved in that, sharing the vision with us. If you have your Bibles this morning, would you please take your Bibles and make your way to Isaiah chapter number 40. It'll be on the screen as well. Isaiah chapter number 40. And we're going to read verse number 28 down through verse number 31. I believe I have the right message for this service this morning. I wish I was the kind that could get into a series and have a whole year's worth of messages planned out, or even 6 months. I struggle to do series messages, and if I ever do any series messages or lessons, it's only by default. And they end up being a series. But I'm just the kind of guy where I like God to speak to my heart fresh and new every week. And people go through several things, and things change for you, things change for me, and I want to be relevant each and every week. Isaiah chapter number 40. This morning I want to speak, if I could, from my heart. And I want to preach this morning a very practical message, a very simple message, yet it is something that is current in your life and mine, and so I hope it'll be a blessing. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Then I want to read verse number 28 through 31 of Isaiah 40. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you for all things, the good, the bad, the ugly. It's easy to praise you for the good things, hard to praise you for the bad things and the ugly things, but according to Scripture, you're at work in all things. So through the eyes of faith this morning, we praise you. If we're in a storm, we praise you in the storm this morning. If things are calm, we praise you in calmness. But at any rate, Lord, I pray that you would meet with us. Lord, let us have a service like the service that was had in the upper room when those disciples were assembled together for fear of the Jews. There came Jesus in the midst. Father, I pray that you would manifest yourself this morning. Not only are there people here who are thirsty and hungry to get a word, but we have people watching on Facebook and listening on the webpage. We have people in other countries, Lord, that are listening. What an awesome moment that I do not take for granted. Speak, Lord, your servants heareth. We love you today. We thank you. In Jesus' name, we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen and amen. The book of Isaiah this morning, chapter number 40, notice if you would, in verse number 28, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? Praise the Lord. Neither is weary. Praise the Lord. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Are you without might today? Even the youths, our young people, shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's reading Isaiah 40, verse number 28, down through verse number 31 this morning. These verses speak of variable things, various things. For example, we see in verse number 28, God's performance. How is the Lord's performance this morning? Well, the Bible says, hast thou not known? And this morning, If you do not know, maybe you've heard about God's performance. That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. So if you didn't know that, you're hearing it now. We faint, we get weary, but God does not. Neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. And so we see God's performance in these verses. But also we see God's power in these verses. Look at verse number 29. He giveth power. And if you didn't know that, now you're hearing that. That He's not weary, He doesn't faint. And if we're weary, and if we feel like we're going to faint, He gives power to us. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, He increases strength. And so we see God's performance. We see God's power, but then we see our fatigue in these verses. Look at verse 29 again. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. We see our human fatigue here. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how young you are, the writer covers it all. The older get tired and faint, the younger gets tired and faint. That's our fatigue. Perhaps this morning there may be many that are here in body, but you may be fatigued in body. You may be faint in spirit. You may be ready to throw in the towel. You may be here in person, but mentally and emotionally and spiritually, you're dried up and you're withered and you're barely making it. We see in these verses our fatigue. But then in these verses, we see the word endurance. Notice, if you would, in verse number 29, the Bible says, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. I want you to know that it takes a little while for a person's strength to be increased. I know when I first started walking around our neighborhood, it's exactly 1 mile, over a year ago, my back hurt. My legs were tired. I feel like I have a permanent right foot problem even today. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a sidewalk. I don't know if I need to be walking on the road. I just don't know. At first, I thought it was the cheap Walmart shoes I was buying to walk in, so I went from Walmart shoes to mall shoes, okay? Now I walk in expensive shoes because my foot was hurting. Still hurts a little bit. But I could only do one lap, and then I go, and then the months roll by, and now 2 laps, 3 laps. On one day, I did 4 laps. 4 walking laps. That's 4 miles. Didn't think anything about it. Sometimes in life, it takes a while for our strength to increase. And so while we are trying to increase our spiritual strength, there's an endurance there. It takes endurance. It takes being hopeful. It takes being present. It takes showing up. It takes moving forward. So we see our endurance here. Verse number 31, but they that wait upon the Lord, there it is again, wait upon the Lord. Who likes waiting this morning? Anybody enjoy waiting? We go to the doctors and we wait in the waiting room. I enjoy what I'm about to say. You may not. I order a pizza, and then I have to wait on it to get to the house. We wait. Sometimes we're waiting on things to come in the mail, and sometimes we're waiting on the tide to turn in life, and we're just people that is constantly waiting. And that word wait there means patiently. It means patient, or it can also mean patiently tarrying.
waiting patiently. And so, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Renewal takes time. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Run and not be weary. That is an endurance thing. Running and not getting tired. It's endurance built up. Walking and not fainting. It's endurance built up. And so this morning, as we look at these verses, we see God's performance. We see God's power. We see our fatigue. We see endurance in these verses. And I want to say that in life, we will have times where we will experience difficulties. We will experience, listen to this, things that are not changing. We just simply are exhausted. Is anybody there this morning? You're wanting change in your life, but things aren't changing as fast as you would like for them to. It can get exhausting. And yet we are called to be people of endurance. There are just simply seasons in life when God challenges us to endure, to continue, to remain faithful, to keep going, and don't quit. Are you going through a season of life right now where you are just trying to keep going? You're thinking about quitting. You are challenged to endure. You are challenged to continue on. That may be you this morning. And so with that said, I want to preach for a few moments on this subject. Enduring the challenges of life. Enduring the challenges of... Sometimes in life, I have found out, and I'm reading God's Word, there are times where we just have to patiently endure some things. It's not fun. It's not easy. There is sacrifice to be made on our part, but the truth of the matter is, there are times when we just have to endure some things. This morning, don't quit. Don't fall off from your steadfastness spiritually or church attendance. Remain faithful and keep going. It reminds me of the story of the duck that walked into the pet shop. The duck walked into the pet shop and asked the owner, said, "Hey, you got any duck feed?" He said, "No, we don't have duck feed." So he went home. The duck came back to the pet shop the next day and said, "Hey, mister, do you got any duck feed here?" "No, I said we don't have any duck feed, okay? We never will, so get out of here." So the duck went home, came back the next day, said, mister, do you have any duck feed?" He said, "Listen, I don't have any duck feed, but I do have a hammer and nails, and I will nail your feet to the floor if you come again." And so the duck came the next day, said, mister, do you have any nails?" He said, "No, we don't have no nails. It's not a hardware store." And he said, "Well, do you got any duck feed?" He was persistent. Huh? He didn't allow the nails and hammer to keep him from coming to that store asking for duck feed. And this morning, that may be you. You may be like that duck and going to God for things over and over again. And the enemy tries to quiet down your spirit. Keep going. Keep going to the Lord in prayer. Keep asking God to move in a special way in your life. And so this morning I want to give you three things about this subject, enduring the challenges of life. You ready for them? Because here it comes. Number one, enduring the challenges of life, there are things in life we cannot change. While we are enduring these hard spots in life, sometimes it has to do with things we're trying to change but are not changing. I believe there are some things in life we will encounter that will seem to never change. And so there's the call at times in life to simply endure the things that cannot change. Have you ever went through something you wanted to change and it is not changing? There are seasons of life where God has put a call upon you to just simply endure that thing, to keep going, and to not quit. I want to say this morning that we cannot change people. Amen? We cannot change people. No matter how hard you try, you cannot change a person. Like the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make that horse drink the water. You can try to be a help to somebody. You can try to lead them the right way. But at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want to do. You might have a spouse you feel needs to change. You might have a child you feel that needs to change. You might have a friend that's in a bad way and you feel like they need to change. You've tried to change them but can't. There are some things in life we just cannot change no matter how hard we try. So we cannot change people, but then sometimes there's things physically we cannot change. Somebody may be dealing with cancer and the doctor says that it's terminal. It will never change. You may be dealing with a personal physical matter no one knows about that isn't changing and it seems like it will never change. Listen, that is a season you're going through of endurance. When God lays out a pathway and it's not changing and it's hard and it's difficult, but yet we are to keep trotting along that pathway. And so physically, there's things we cannot change. There's people we cannot change. And then mentally, sometimes there's those mental challenges that we're trying to change and we can't change. Maybe we're discouraged. Maybe we're depressed. Maybe we have some chemical imbalance. Maybe it's just something we are encountering where it's dark in our world. You may have a mental problem that you want changed, but the thing isn't changing. What do? You endure. Remember, the Lord, He does not faint. The Lord is not weary. We faint. We get weary. But the Bible says that God increaseth our strength. So give it time. Keep plowing along mentally. Keep trying new things. Physically deal with your situation. Keep being an encouragement to people. While we can't change these things, God can change these things. And He certainly can give us energy and strength to continue on while things are not changing. Is it just me this morning, or it's so challenging when things don't change that you want changed? You know what I'm saying? You just want them to change. They're not changing. There may be a place that you want to be different. Sometimes there's places we go to that are burdensome. There might be a place you go to that you wish could change. There might be a certain atmosphere that you are sitting in each week that is difficult or it's draining to your spirit. There may be a certain job that you want things to change at. There may be things at the schoolhouse where you want things to change at. But seemingly these things are staying the same. They are anchored in. They're not changing. What in the world are we supposed to do? We are supposed to endure the challenges of life. Paul in the New Testament states it time and time again. He says, I will not be moved. I will not be moved. Paul had been stoned. Paul had been snake bit. Paul had been shipwrecked. Paul had experienced all of these things. And yet Paul kept on moving forward. And he says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. This morning there are some places that we like to change. There are some mental attitudes we'd like to be different. Physically we wish we were well. And then there's some people we would love to change. So the question is, what do you do with the things that we cannot change? We endure them. We endure them. Did you see the bulletin cover this morning? Let me read it to you. What do you do when things don't change? The Bible says in Isaiah 43:2, really just a page over, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The Lord Jesus Christ is with us. I love that verse in Isaiah 43:2, because it tells me that sometimes when I feel over flooded by the waters of life, God sometimes gives me scuba gear, Brother Chuck. Sometimes we feel like we're drowning. And God will give us some scuba gear. He will allow you to breathe underwater, spiritually speaking, if that's what we need. And so this morning, there are places and there's mental things, physically, people, all these things. What do? We endure by the power of Almighty God. Again, he says in verse number 29, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, not a little might, not some might, but are absolutely ready to quit, the Bible says that he gives strength, he increases their might. This morning, you might just have a little bit effort left to serve God. You might just have a little more effort to put forth to make your marriage better. You might just have a little bit effort to help your kids and situations in life and atmosphere, workplace, and school. You may say, Brother Justin, I'm getting ready to die, it feels like. I'm getting ready to faint. Give what you have to the Lord. He will take that and he will increase it. The lad with the loaves, there was a transfer and a transforming that took place. He gave the loaves what he had and it was transformed. The same principle. You feel like you're not going to make it. You feel like you're going down for the last time. That last time, say, Lord Jesus, I give you it all. And that last time, when you give him everything, he will start to increase your strength. But as long as you have an outlet, and as long as you have a plan B, and as long as this thing over here is working whenever you're down and out, you will always feel like your strength is going to fail. So whatever strength you have left, give it to him, and he will increase that strength. Let me say this. Brother Justin, that's not good enough. What else do I do? I mean, you know, I know we're called to endure, but give me something a little more tangible I can do. Well, you can strive to change things. I'm not saying sit back and say, okay, Lord, I've done all I could do. You deal with it. Now, mentally, in our hearts, yes, but physically, in our steps, no. We still have to go to work every day. We still have to go to school every day. We still have right relationships to maintain. And so please listen to me. You strive to change things. You keep praying for God to change things. Ask God, God, what do you want me to learn in this situation? But sometimes in life, we are just called upon to endure. Endure. A lot of preachers nowadays, they want to present a gospel where it's going to be easy, and the tide will turn. And no doubt there will be times when the tides will turn and God will lift up the humble and things like that. But the preaching of endurance needs to be. Think about Noah who built that ark. What if he would have quit on day one? What if he would have started listening to the community saying, you're wasting your time? He would have sat the hammer down and sat the nails down and walked away, but he patiently endured it. And God blessed. So sometimes we're called to endure. While I want certain things to change in my life, I know some things won't immediately change, but I give it my best and I still continue to endure. I heard a story one time of a man who was sucked out of an airplane door because the door wasn't latched properly. The pilot called for help to look for him in the ocean, and they couldn't find him. So the plane finally landed at its destination, and the flight crew found the man holding onto a ladder outside of the plane that was connected to the underbody. Somehow he got sucked out of that plane and he grabbed onto that ladder. 4,000 feet in the air, 200 miles an hour, this man was hanging on for dear life. He managed, even when the plane landed, to keep his head from hitting the runway, which was only 12 inches. The news reporters said they had to pry his fingers off of that ladder. Focus on my hand. They had to pry. He had a grip. They said they had to pry his hands off of the ladder of the plane. Reporters also said the only thing the man said was it would have been so easy to let go, but I just kept hanging on. My prayer is this morning that God will give us hands and fingers that the enemy will have to pry off of the Word of God, pry off of our prayer life, pry off of the things we're trying to accomplish. Listen, it may not be happening now. You may be frustrated and you may want to give up, but keep going and keep going, because the Lord will increase your strength. And listen, the enemy's going to have to pry our hands off of the work of God. Brother Larry, I ain't letting go, brother. I'm not letting go at the direction of this church, and I'm so happy in the direction we're going, and I thank you all for your support. I'm not letting go for the things at my home that I want to get better. Not that anything's bad, but I don't want to just be a good husband. I want to be a fantastic husband. I don't want to just be a good dad. I want to be a godly dad. There's so much more can be accomplished, and you're going to have to die. You're going to have to pry my dead, lifeless fingers off of these things, because I'm going to die trying to be the very best and do the best for the Lord. Endurance. Endurance. That's what this thing's about this morning. And listen, enduring the challenges of life. Enduring the challenges of life. That illustration of the man hanging onto the ladder is a wonderful picture of endurance. When everything is telling you to let go, but you're not, and you keep hanging on. Is something telling you to let go of that situation? Is something telling you to just leave the church? Is something telling you to leave that spouse? Is something telling you on the inside to leave that job, to leave the school, to just leave those friends? Is something telling you that? It may be the enemy telling you that. It may be your own flesh telling you that. Who knows what's telling you that? But certain things need to be kept and held tightly, because it's God's will that you endure and finish and receive what He wants you to receive. Don't let go. Keep going. Even when things that seem like they're not going to change and ever be better again, keep praying, keep holding on, endure. Good definition of endurance is this, and I've already said it, but here more plainer: the ability to hang on when it would be easier to let go. That's endurance. Bro Justin, you don't understand. All I have to do is let go and it's over. You don't understand, Brother Justin, all I have to do, just say, I'm done with you, and it's over. All I have to do is let go of the job. All I have to do is let go of the stuff, and it's all over with. But could it be that God has something great down the road, and He's challenging you to get up every day and pray and seek His face and look for the best in a situation and have hope, because something great is coming down the pipeline? I believe God has great things in store for each and every one of you. But there's a calling this morning to endure. Endure. Listen to this. I believe there are irritants God uses in our life to mature us and grow us into the image of God's Son. I would pick on Harold right now, but I think he's not feeling well. No, Brother Harold, you're not an irritant to me. I love you, brother. The pearl that comes from the oyster is a beautiful picture of something positive coming from something negative. Amen? The pearl is a product of pain. And so it goes like this. A grain of sand slips into the shell in the ocean. That grain of sand is an irritant. It is in a foreign place. It's not welcome, but it's there. And this irritant, this grain of sand, begins to be covered by fluids that's released in the oyster. These fluids, listen, are only released in this oyster during certain times. Times of emergency. Times when something foreign has entered in. There's a fluid inside the oyster that begins to cover that grain of sand. It begins to cover that piece of dirt. And then not long after that, the fluid that has covered that irritant, it has a healing property in it, and it has all come together and has protected the atmosphere, but it also has formed a beautiful pearl. A beautiful pearl. Can I say that there are times in life where we're just running, nothing's changing, things are staying the same, and God covers us with the Holy Ghost of God as a protectant. He covers our mind because we're struggling mentally. We need some changes mentally in our life, and things are not getting better, so He covers us. He anoints our head with oil. We may have some physical problems. God is touching us physically. He is covering us with His protectant fluid, and He's doing so to protect us and to heal us. Things going on in our families and things going on with our friends during these times where you want to quit, you keep on. And by keeping on, it allows the Holy Spirit to work and cover and mold and shape. And then, in God's timing, let me do something real quick. In God's timing, y'all ready for this? All right, let me do this first. In God's timing, this irritant, y'all see it? I didn't want this in my life. Didn't want it. But I accepted it. Brother Harold, I didn't want this. This irritated my life. Paul had a thorn that was irritating his life. You and I have things that we don't want in our life, but we are just such firm believers that God is in control and He's doing something great. And so, here's what happens after that healing fluid covers that irritant inside the oyster. Y'all ready for it? Yeah. This beautiful pearl, a product of pain. What you're going through in your life, listen, I ain't trying to sound like somebody on TV preaching up in the sky where you can't reach it. No, this is true. This is Bible. You're going through those harsh times. It's dark in your life right now. You can't see anything. Guess what's happening?
The Holy Spirit of God is covering your mind. The Holy Spirit of God is covering your heart. The Holy Spirit of God is anointing you with His precious oil. And at the right time, somebody can say, "Hey, Justin, I hadn't seen you in a while. Heard you was going through some hard times." Oh, still am. God has been good to me. And I'm able to be that vessel. I'm able to shine. I'm able to bring Him glory because of the process. Somebody's going through a painful process this morning, and you need to just keep trusting God. Come H-E, double hockey stick, or high water, keep trusting the Lord. Amen. God is producing pearls of character in your life that resemble Christ through things that doesn't seem to change and are not changing. We're called upon to endure. So that's point number one. There are things in life we cannot change. Is everybody okay? Yes. Let me mention a second thing. I have to mention at least the second thing. Enduring the challenges of life, there are things that we cannot change. But number two, there are things in life we must adjust to. Adjust to. Sometimes we have to adjust our ways to fit. Please listen to me. The realities of our life. Am I being too loud?
No.
Okay, because I'm trying to. Sometimes I leave and I think I've just yelled at you the whole Sunday. I'm not trying to. It's just I'm really excited. Okay?
When things don't change,
you gotta make a little adjustment. You gotta make some adjustments. What is it? Mind over matter. Whatever the idea is there. Listen to this. Speaking of making some adjustments, sometimes we have to adjust our ways to fit the realities of our lives. Listen. A young naval captain was commanding his first battleship. Follow the imagery with me. One night on the water, he spotted a light in the darkness of night coming toward him quickly. The commander on the radio said, "Alter your course 10 degrees. The captain said, "No, you alter your course 10 degrees. The captain on the radio again said, or the commander, he said, "Alter your course 10 degrees. And the captain said, "No, you alter your course 10 degrees. And the captain said again, angrily, "Alter your course. I'm a destroyer." The commander radioed and said, "Alter your course 10 degrees. I'm a lighthouse." Amen. That new green captain better listen to the commander to alter that course by 10 degrees. Some of you, things are not changing in your life. Listen, could it be God is wanting you to endure some things and alter some things just a little bit because He wants to teach us some things? What a blessing. Adjustments. See, we like to, when something is challenging, I know, Brother Chuck, we're men, Larry, all these men, we want to change it now. Over. Done. But you know, God isn't that way. God wants men to be godly men, not just men.
And this is so challenging for a man who has, you know, masculinity and that wants to save the day and protect his family. It's hard for a man to be patient at times, and it's hard for a man, for men, or really anybody, to make adjustments when things aren't changing. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of people are miserable with the unchangeable. Because they aren't willing to make adjustments in their lives. Listen to me, church, as I try to finish this out. A lot of people are miserable with the unchangeable because they aren't willing to make adjustments in their life. They'll just say, I don't care if I'm heading right to that lighthouse. I'll hit it right there square in the face and my misery will be over then. That's the attitude of a lot. But listen to the commander this morning. Child of mine, alter your course by 10 degrees. I'm not asking for big changes, son of mine, child of mine. Alter your course by 10 degrees. I didn't say 50. I didn't say 100. I'm not asking you to walk on water. I'm asking you to just turn a little bit. God is not asking us to walk on water this morning. God is not asking us to feed 5,000 this morning. All He's asking us to do, child of mine, would you just alter your course just by 10 degrees? 10 degrees. And sometimes we're like, no, Lord, I'm not changing this. I'm not changing that. I know what I'm doing. Child of mine, you are running into a dead end. You are running to the end of the world. You're about to fall off. No passing. You're about to crash into a wall. Please listen. God, while we endure things, wants us to make adjustments. Let me mention this. He wants us to make adjustments. And so, the person with endurance acknowledges roadblocks and makes adjustments. When obstacles are before us that aren't moving, we can adjust them by going around. Going around. What happened to Joshua? Tell me what he did at Jericho. I mean, listen, God could have just had Joshua stand in front of the gates of Jericho, go, woohoo, hallelujah, Jesus saves, wah-pah, and everything will fall apart. But He had him go around. If your mountain's not moving, ask God for endurance and strength to go around it. And it may have to be more than one time. But bless the Lord, Brother Ceylon, that seventh time around, He blew that trumpet and the walls came tumbling down. You are so close to some freedom in your life, it's funny. You are so close for God to show you His next step, it's ridiculous. And you want to relax your efforts. You don't want to try as much. We all experience that. But my word this morning is make adjustments. Keep going. And sometimes go around your mountain. So sometimes we have to go around our obstacles. Then other times we have to climb over our obstacles. Other times we may have to tunnel under our obstacles. Just don't quit when it comes to your obstacle. Don't quit. You go around it. You go over it. You go under it. God will supply endurance to do that. You make adjustments, but don't quit on the course God has put you on. I promise you great things are coming. I promise you. Listen to me. This is why, and I'm going to say it because a lot of people in this world are experiencing this. This is the reason why many marriages don't make it, because they're not willing to make adjustments. Amen. Preach it, preacher. They're not willing to make adjustments. That's why the courts are filled with papers that have to be signed by the judge. Divorce, 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 divorce. We've got to make adjustments. Why not transform life's unchanging obstacles into growth blocks? Why not change that immovable object in your life into an opportunity to grow? If you can't move the stone, step on it. Listen to this. A man named Thomas Carlyle, a British historian, said, "The rock in the pathway of the weak," there's a rock in the pathway of the weak, but it becomes a stepping stone in the pathway of the strong. The rock in the pathway of the weak becomes a stepping stone in the pathway of the strong. What a blessing. There's a book by Warren Wiersbe called The Bumps Are What You Climb On. I have that book. And it's about seeing positive in the negative. It's about using life setbacks, heartaches, and broken dreams as a stepping stone for God to use to get you to higher grounds. Last thing, and I'm through. Enduring the challenges of life, there are things in life we must affirm. Now stay with me. I had to look up what the word affirm means because I'm so elementary in my mind. There are, when it comes to enduring life, enduring the challenges of life, while enduring the challenges of life, there are some things we must affirm. The word affirm means assert strongly or be confident in. There's really only one thing we need to affirm while we're enduring the challenges of life. There's only one thing we need to assert strongly or be confident in, and that is the presence of God. Affirm the presence of God in your life while you're enduring the challenges of life. Be confident that God is with you and working on your behalf. He's with us, challenging us to excellence. He is encouraging us to keep going. He is empowering us. He is guiding us. He is loving us. He is protecting us. He is with us, for us, in us, and by us. Affirm God's presence while you're enduring the challenges of life. Assert strongly. Be confident in it. He is with us, for us, in us, by us. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I want to leave you with this morning. In track, in running track, track and field, there is a phenomenon called the second wind. It's when you're running and you're out of breath and you're about to just lay down or sit down or fall down. You're in a competition, you're in a track meet, you're running, you're done. You're done. There's a phenomenon. There is something that happens through the passion of the person that allows a second wind to occur. It's you find that strength to continue. You catch your second wind. You're running that race and you're like, everything is telling you to quit. You're already, you know, third or fourth in place and you're running this race. Oh, but then you start to think about in your mind how passionate. You start thinking about how much you put into this race. You're thinking about who's at the finish line waiting on you to cross that finish line. Then all of a sudden, it don't matter how bad you feel, Brother Celon. It don't matter what your goal. I don't care. My ankle's about to break off and my foot hurts. My back hurts. I feel nauseous. It doesn't matter. I'm going to finish this race and I'm going to cross it even if I'm vomiting on myself. I'm going to cross that finish line. That person has caught their second wind. There's a spiritual second wind, friend of mine. There's a spiritual second wind. It's when everything in your Christian life is saying you're everything in my life is done, it's over, I'm too old to serve God, I'm too unhealthy, and things aren't right at home, and all this and all of that, and blah, 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 blah. But no! Stop a moment. Let me read you this, and think about this during that time of vulnerability. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? Listen, church, that's not just ink on paper.
This is an infallible, inspired. This is the infallible, the inspired, indestructible word of Almighty God. God said that. He doesn't faint. He doesn't get weary. But verse 29, He gives power to those who do faint. He gives power to those who have no might. And He increases strength. The older people and even the younger people, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait, patiently endure. Somebody said one time, what does a waiter do at a restaurant? A waiter serves. However you want to look at it, there is some endurance involved. There's a waiting time involved. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I can walk 4 miles around my neighborhood. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not necessarily easy, but I can do it. There was a time where I could only walk 1 mile. Now I can walk 4. In fact, let me leave you with this. Yesterday we were at the batting cages, okay? And Lily had softball tryouts. She was hitting the balls on there on the tee. And Coach Heather said, Pastor, won't you come up here and hit some? I mean, I'd brought my batting gloves. I brought 2 different bats. I mean, you know, I was ready for it. And I want to tell you what I did. Brother Ceylon, for one moment, I put myself inside the body of an Atlanta Brave. I messed up, Brother Larry, by doing that because I'll tell you what, I hurt this morning. But, I mean, I was coiled up like a rattlesnake. I was like this. She says, all right, let's go. And, I mean, I was, why in the world? I was lifting my front leg like I was on TV and stuff. I mean, I was like, and I don't know. I hit every one of them. And I mean, I almost broke my wooden baseball bat there. And music was playing and people were talking. And I heard Coach Hill say, Christy, come see this. Come see this. Look, hey, y'all see. And that just made it more. I was like, man, this time I'm going to. And I hacked that leg up. And I kept hacking that leg up. And you know what? I could almost not get off the bed, the couch this morning. I've got a pain right here from hiking that leg up. I mean, I was like, ow, last night. But I did that. Man, it was amazing. It was amazing. But then we left. We went grocery shopping. Came by the church and seen Carl. And told me he's doing an amazing job on the church in here. Y'all like the way the church is looking? Amen. And then I went home. I said, man, I still got to cut the grass. I got to study for church. And so I'm like trying to prioritize myself. And I'm like this. And I'm thinking, well, I love cutting grass, you know, sometimes. When the time's right and my mood is right. So I can go cut some grass and I can meditate on what to preach for church. And so I got out there and I started trimming bushes. I'm talking about 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, trimming bushes and edging the sidewalk, and then battery went dead, had to charge it up, and then we did some weed eating, it died, had to charge it up, and mowed the grass, and then went back and reattached everything and trimmed it up, charged it up. Man, I turned around and looked at the backyard. I said, that can wait till Tuesday. It ain't even growing anyway. The front yard's the thing about it. So I did that. What are you saying? And then I went inside and I bellied up to our kitchen bar where we eat at. And I ain't saying nothing about me. Next 4 or 5 hours, I just dove in God's word and asked God. And I said, Lord, what I'm doing right now means more to me than anything I've done today. They have their respectful places. I love spending time with my family and all, but tomorrow's coming and I want something to say. And God spoke to me. Listen, I couldn't have done all that within my own strength, but God increases strength to the faint. Whether you're old or young, the Bible says we all get faint and weary. And I want to say, I said all that to say this, that God will help you continue on if that's what you want to do. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you this morning.
Thank you, oh God, for meeting with us in a very special way. I pray, Lord, if there's somebody here that needs to come, let them come. We're all here for one reason, to be encouraged, to be challenged, to be changed. And if there's one here who's not saved, Lord, they're unsure where they'll spend eternity, let them come today and we'll talk with them about receiving Jesus as their personal Savior. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let's stand to our feet. As we have a verse of invitation, a melody, a song, whatever he wants us to do, please come. He'll give you strength. You may have to go around your mountain. You may have to climb over it. You may have to dig under it. But keep going. Keep going. Be like that duck in the pet shop. As these are praying, there may be some others. Those on Facebook, this is your opportunity as well. Listening online, God can meet you right where you're at. Still time for you if you need to come. We're about to all leave and go home. You do what you need to do. Amen. That'd be enough singing this morning. We'll still consider it of this one. Let's pray in. But thank you so much for being here. I know it's past the hour a good deal, but hey, we've come to worship. You know, we've come to hear from the Lord. I hope that you've got something that you can meditate on and think about and just keep on keeping on. I promise you there's going to be a turn in the road somewhere. All right. No choir practice today. Evening service at 5 again. Miss Becky will be here. And we'll have a couple of men put the keyboard down the floor. And we'll have a brand new lesson tonight. Something different from this morning, of course. But something totally different for tonight. And so you pray for us then. Please meet us back here tonight. All right. All hearts clear before we go? All right. I tell you what, Bro Spence, would you close us out in prayer? You're dismissed. Be safe. Thank you, Bubba.
Just pulled him up. I'm like, oh, Kristen came out the door. I'm like, I got to get a better look. Yeah.